Oneness Within. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capo, California, with Instant Illumination. Oneness Within. Most of us are looking for duality in life, unfortunately. And as we look for this duality, we seem to find it. The good and the bad, the right and the wrong, up and the down, the in and the out. Oh, there's duality. But stop it right now. Stop it and recognize that all is oneness within. There is up. That's a oneness. There is down. That's a oneness. But the down has no comparison to the up. If you compare the down and the up, then you have duality. But if you look at the down as a down, and you look at it as an objective thing, not as a duality, then it has the ability to be handled. Whenever you have duality in life, you are confused and unable to handle it. That's just the nature of our being. Because we know within ourselves that we are one. We know within ourselves that we are eternal. We know within ourselves that we can die. We know within ourselves that we can be born. We know within ourselves that we can live. We know within ourselves that certain things are pure illusions, and we know within ourselves that some things are our reality. Now, how do we find the ability to concentrate on our reality? The illusions are so much ever present all around us, and we are drawn to the illusions and the changeableness of life. But how do we keep our attention on the oneness, on our reality within? How do we keep our attention on the oneness within? Well, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. Now, psychology, religion, philosophy, all these things say, have a good report. Think good thoughts. Do good works. Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Good thoughts, good deeds, good actions, you know. Good words, good thoughts, good deeds, good actions. Where do we hear these things? Why do we have these things? Because that's the oneness of our reality. That's the oneness that we are within. That's the pureness, the wholeness, the goodness, the magnificence that we are. And if we can take our full attention and put it on that oneness, that we are one, that we are all, that we are the beauty of the universe, we are the wholeness of the universe, that we are our original purity and integrity, that we are that which is fantastic and glorious. When we can put our thought on that, every single moment of our life, of our day. But Herb, who can do that? That's right. Who can do that? Who can keep their thoughts pure at all times? Well, I guess only one person can do that, and that's a master. And a master is defined as someone who knows who he is and lives it. If you know you are purity, goodness, right action, peace, if you know you're the oneness and you live it, you're a master. If you know that you're not the oneness and you're not purity and you're not good, you're the master. You're living whatever you're believing. Now, we use this term master too freely and too flippantly, and we sometimes don't place the emphasis on it that it deserves. But whenever we have a world of oneness, all duality ceases. Whenever we have a world of peace, duality ceases. When we have a world of unconditional love, duality ceases. You see, duality and the opposite from oneness within comes from our walking a path that takes us in a direction that we say we don't want to go. But if we want to go that path, that oneness that we know we are within, then we keep every word, every thought, every action of our being directed in the direction that we want it to go. We keep ourselves fantastically pure and gloriously, magnificently expressing only that goodness. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable. Oh, how true this is. How wonderful this is. And you can do it. You can do it. I can do it. We all can do it. Forget the past. Live in the present. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.